What's good?
Hey. You guys hear her?
There she is.
Yeah, we can hear you. I just heard Jack, too.
What's up, Bob?
Bob, we're all together, all the sisters. Jack.
Hi, Bob.
It's Jack's birthday today.
Uh-oh, the fucking Renner sisters. Oh, no.
Yay.
We do. This is not good.
Yay.
Hello,
well,
honey,
let's
girl.
See if they... Okay.
Me, Nadia.
Yeah, that's all they do. They just say, I'm me. Five women. They just yell, I'm me, at the dinner table all day long. Drove their mother nuts.
Yeah, I got to balance them out.
Yeah, you.
I tell everybody about my Uncle Bob, and nobody believes me because I'm a Latina. They're like, you ain't got an Uncle Bob. I was like, I'm a Latina with Uncle Bob. America.
I swear to God, the same thing happened to me, and then I showed them a picture, and they're like, you're definitely not, like, any type of anything, in, like, with that man. And I said, well, that's my uncle. And he's like, how? I know your last name is Renner, but how? That man, that white-looking man is your uncle? Yeah, you want me to show you Auntie Carolyn? Auntie Carolyn is actually really smart. She's a doctor. She got me right, looking good, looking hydrated. I get the RNA. I mean, I'm really... The magnesium making me get that neck... Getting that neck weight. People don't believe my shit, but hey... At night and in the morning, I don't even have no lines, no creases. They're like, where's the makeup from? And I'm like, baby, it's not the makeup, it's the moisturizer. I can make a commercial, but I can't.
That's a fact, Jack.
Clinton, this is the answer, our answer to the Kardashians, the Renner sisters.
We're better than them.
Nobody.
Hi, ladies.
Yes. Well, how many are there? There's Nadia, Jermaine. Anybody else?
Sheila, Kimberly.
Right now there's three.
Kimberly's
yeah,
there?
No, she's not here. It's only three of us.
Never here.
Right. So why are you guys together? What's happening?
It's Jack's birthday.
My birthday.
Somebody's birthday.
Jack. Happy birthday, Jack.
Happy birthday, Jack.
Oh, Jack's birthday.
Yeah, thank you.
You know what? You know what was Jack's wish? He said, oh, I'm so excited that Bob's show comes back the 19th because it's my birthday and we have to call. And that was...
Ah!
Real shit.
Thank you, Jack. It's an honor
to have
the timing work out.
We're tapped in, all 2009.
Yes.
We're tapped in.
We're so tapped in.
Uncle Bob, we were going over some highlights of our lives with Ion, with Uncle Bob, about things we said, we shared. Gila shared something crazy. I shared something about finding myself. And Ion said, finding yourself? What are you looking for? You're looking for you. Like, you're already there. Just keep, like, you gotta be you. You know, what you're looking for a car. You know, was like,
I was not looking for
I almost
car,
like,
idiot.
Your car's already there. Get the keys. That's what I did. You're looking for a man, and she found Jack. And
it was a metaphor.
She Jack.
The car was a metaphor. Dumbass.
Metaphor, not. Jermaine was looking for a man. She found Jack, created Jack. Jack came to our lives. You know what's so funny? I was going to charge my iPad today. Because I have pictures of Jack when we first met Jack, and Jack said he was a model. We were at a Laker game, and I was so drunk, but I was so, like, if I'm drunk today, I was...
That's a fucking lie. I would never have a model. I don't...
Bullshit. I was... Uncle Bob, I was so drunk then, more than I am tonight. So that day, I was so drunk, right, and I had a boyfriend. And I brought Jermaine to the Laker game.
Uncle Bob...
Yeah, come on. We were sitting courtside seats because I feel like
I know who her boyfriend was.
We need to tell this story correctly. So for the people that don't know, and you guys are listening to Bob's radio show. So we were sitting courtside at the Laker game, right? Jermaine and I.
Cool. courtesy of the Washingtons. If you don't know who the Washingtons are, Google John David Washington. They'll tell you his whole life story. Anyway, we were there, courtside tickets. And that was my man, my baby daddy at the time. I didn't have a baby, but he was the baby daddy at the time. So anyway, besides that, we were sitting courtside, and that's how I got it. I was in fucking a Laker, but I was fucking Denzel Washington's son. Anyway, because Drake, just for the people that are on the radio show, people think that, because Drake said it, if somebody's fucking somebody and they're sitting courtside, they're fucking like somebody on the on the team or some shit like that. I wasn't fucking anybody on the Lakers team. I was fucking Denzel Washington's son. So anyway, I was courtside tickets. I brought Jermaine. I got fucked up. I was drunk. Jermaine drove my car. And next thing you know it, we saw Jack McClinton at halftime at the Rich Fancy Place. Next thing you know it, Jack was like, hey, what are you guys doing? How did you guys get those tickets? He was asking a whole lot of questions. And
I had to make sure that it wasn't like, I don't want to step on someone's toes. I know all the players. I'm like, I hope this has been like one of those things. So that was my
question. And I was like, and then I was like, I don't date ball players, baby. I date actors babies at the time because my boyfriend wasn't an actor just then at that time.
Yep.
So then next thing you know it, one thing led to another. Jermaine's like, hey, I really like this guy. And I was like, really? Oh, she didn't say that. I'm lying. But Jack was good. I don't know about that part, but Jack seemed like a good guy. Next thing you know, and we're like, hey, what are you doing next? And he's like, oh, I don't know. And then, can I tell the story or can the sisters?
That's a good point. That is a good fact.
So I was just like, I don't know who this guy is, like, cool, whatever. Like, gee, you want to hang out with him or not? And Jermaine was like, sure, cool, whatever. And then Jack was like, what are you guys doing after the game? Are you guys there alive? Hello?
Yeah, we're here. We're here.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure that I was telling the story to somebody out there.
Yeah.
So anyway, so Jack says, oh, what are you guys doing after the game? And we said, I don't know, we might get more drinks. I'll remind you, I was already fucked up. Jermaine was like, oh, we'll go to the Standard. And I was like,
I wasn't drunk.
And I was like, Jermaine, I'm already fucked up. I don't think I can make it to the Standard. But Jermaine's like, no, we can make it to the Standard. I'll drive your car. And I was like, okay, cool. And Jermaine's apartment at the time was very inviting to a lot of people. So anyways, we went to the Standard rooftop. Next thing you know it, Jack meets us there, and Jermaine had just launched the hookah. Yep. If anybody knows Jermaine, Jermaine's known for her hookah. That's the first thing that she launched as an independent designer her business, and she killed it. And so then, you know, Jermaine and Jack start talking about the hookah and like it's a hoodie scarf and you can wear it this way and you can wear it that way and it's trademarked, so don't try to fucking take Jermaine's design because we'll fuck you over. But anyway, we're like, back to the story. Jack says, I can model this. I can sell this. Let me take pictures.
I had to shoot my shot.
He said, I'm famous.
I'm famous.
I did not say I'm famous. I don't do that.
Well, he didn't say he was famous.
On national TV.
That's true.
On national broadcast.
What he did say was, like, I could sell this. Yeah. I know a few people that can probably do some things. I know people. And I said, okay, this guy knows people, but he doesn't know who I know. And when we were sitting courtside tickets, but it's okay because he's trying to figure out what the fuck I do, which is fine. And, but let's put the hookah on this kid because he looked like a tall, I don't know what. He looked like a little model, young kid. He said he was from Baltimore. He was new to L.A., but he came from Miami.
He had a house in the hills.
And he said he had a house in the hills.
And I was like, okay.
So you think you're from L.A.
You got to add the extra sometimes. Sometimes you just have to do it.
I was like, put the hookah on. Let's take a picture. Let's see what you look like. And he took pictures and he modeled. And I was like, that's cute. Jermaine was feeling him, I guess. Or how did you feel, G? Let's talk about it. How did you feel at the time?
I wasn't feeling nothing. I just was like, if you could bring something to my business, it's on.
So next thing you know it.
You're a gold digger.
Next thing you know it. No. Some way, somehow.
Gold digger.
You have money.
G-O-A-L. Gold digger, not gold.
Gold digger.
Because remember, Uncle Bob, remember that my great-grandpa has gold mines. So why would it be?
Yes.
Yeah, we are gold diggers by nature because we come from gold.
So let's go back to the story. Some way, somehow, somebody hooked up with somebody, and next thing you know it, Jermaine and Jack are making some sexy things, grown-up things. Mind you, at the time, I got a boyfriend.
I'll say that Jermaine, Jermaine put me on to another thing mentally, like I was able to.
Okay, we're not there yet.
I tell you the facts. I'll tell you the facts, Nadia. Jermaine told me that she said to Jack, "I'm a god," and Jack said, "I'm one too." That's how it started.
Okay. Well, we were getting to that point, but don't spoil it for the audience that don't know the story,
Bob. You're so mine.
So what happened was that one, next thing you know it, I'm waking up in the hills in the house, and I'm like, oh, shit, I got a boyfriend. Why am I in this house? And I didn't tell nobody, but I should not be here because my boyfriend wouldn't like this. Hey. Next thing you know it, Jermaine and Jack come out, and I'm just like, yo, you know I got a boyfriend. I can't be in these things. And this is where Jermaine plays the part.
But you're so right, Uncle Bob. That's when I told Jack, I'm a god. And Jack said, I'm a god too. And I said, I was like, why? How does this guy say I'm a god? And I thought it was so much better than him, superior. I was like, I make things. I'm a designer. You're coming to LA. You got a house in the hills. Everybody's got a house in the hills. He did. He was like, oh, my God. So I was like, okay, this means something. We grew up in L.A., so we're like, everybody comes and tells us, oh, I have a house in the hills. I do this. I do that. But Jack said I'm a god, and that's where he got me. Do you want to
I don't think any couple has ever started like that. I think that's totally original. I don't think anybody says, I'm a god, and the other guy says, yeah, I'm a god, too. I don't think that's ever happened before. You guys can claim that.
And the crazy thing was, at the moment, like, I was just getting out of, like, a relationship, like, months before. Like, I was engaged to, like, the total wrong person that wasn't, like, on the same vibe as me, is the same energy as me. And it was, like, a constant, like, back and forth with someone that I was dating when I was, like, a kid, and we grew up. And then Jermaine came, and usually when you get out of a relationship or you're engaged and the shit breaks down, you're like, I'm not about to jump into something else. But then when, like, me and Jermaine, like, we tapped on, like, on another level, and we just kind of jumped into that shit. And, like, she took me on, like, a very, like, mental ride of, like, education on, like, what you, like, you and Ion. And, like, the first thing she told me to listen to, like, it was an excerpt out of an Ion, and it's a reading that Ion did. And, like, what I was listening to had nothing to do with, like, anything in my life, but, like, the words, like, he was saying things, like, names and shit that were, like, that had something to do with my life at the time. It was, like, the weirdest shit. Jermaine was like, listen to this at this minute in this time. And I was like, the fuck, let me just listen to it. And then I was like, I don't know what it is, but, like, it was the names and people that I was doing business with, and, like, but the story that I was telling had nothing to do with me. It was really weird. But it was
That's interesting. Hey, when Jermaine said I'm a god and you responded, what is Nadia talking about? She's talking about before that happened?
Yeah. No.
Nadia was talking about when we first even seen each other for the first time ever.
When we were at the Standard, and then I was like, Nadia was like, oh, this guy is cool. Like, we're meeting with them, and, like, you know, and. And I was just like, I don't know. He thinks he's so full of himself. And
I wasn't full of myself. I just had a great body of work. My body of work. I wasn't talking shit. I did a lot. I accomplished a lot of good shit in my life.
But he was
so
like,
we were talking about the dope shit that we do. So I went, you know.
But you know, if you grew up here in LA, everybody that comes out of town, they're like, I have a house in the hills. Let's go party in the hills. That's old.
But sometimes you got to get them. You got to get them.
But he didn't know.
You got to reel them in first. You know what I mean? You got to reel them in some kind of way because
Uncle Bob, he didn't know that we're from L.A. I mean, Nadia's boyfriend is Denzel's son. Like, why would we be impressed by somebody to say,
Jack!
Somebody to say, oh, I live in the hills. It's like, ooh, we grew up like that. All of our friends.
from high school, from everywhere. That's our life. So that's not what we get in proof.
Oh, well, what? Before that, but let me just tell you. Like, when we were at Denzel Washington
said, I love you girls coming to my house because you guys enjoy the pool and enjoy the house more than anybody in this household does. And you guys know how to do it. You guys come in here, you guys hang out, and we're clean girls.
Well, my mom
There's a lot of, like, messy girls, but we picked up after ourselves. We knew
taught us
if the renters know how to do one thing, it's know how to have a good time and clean up
and
after
clean
the good time.
And
that's what you need to learn how to do. I don't give a fuck who you are. Just know how to have a good time and clean up after your good time. I don't know what you do and how you do it, but do it right. Because, look.
Bob,
you know, Uncle Bob, we're taking over the show, and Sheila said we fucked up the show already, but look, when we go over to Washington's house, the one thing they said is, like, you guys know how to clean up after yourself. You guys are cool. And the help would be like, oh, my God, we don't have to help. We don't have to clean. We're like, I know we're Latin. Latin people come here to clean. Latin people come to the U.S. to clean after people, right? We clean after ourselves.
Bob.
But, you know,
you just fucked up your radio show talking about some nonsense. You guys over here were like,
no, but we're
telling you. We're official. These bitches made you all.
No, we're talking about her culture. We're talking about culture. One thing that we learned from our parents from early on, and Uncle Bob, you know, our lineage, and like somehow we came for money and then we didn't, and who knows what happened.
We have to be rich, but
you motherfuckers fucked it up with your bullshit.
Uncle Bob has this is prime time right now.
This is prime time, baby. I'm giving you prime time.
This is prime time, baby.
Radio. And this is radio, Mr. Bob.
Yeah, Natty's a professional. She worked in radio. Hugh Hefner.
I don't need to talk about this on my real radio show, which is crazy. I'm giving you the facts of the Washington.
But you know why?
Jackman, though.
You know why, Uncle Bob? Because nobody listens to this show. Only 11 people.
What? Nobody listens to me. You have to speak up until they Google Jermaine Renner, Nadia Renner, Gila Renner, and that's when you guys come up. Like, Uncle Bob, don't let Jermaine tell you that. Don't discourage this.
Listen to this, Nadia. Ion told us about Denzel Washington before we met you guys.
Oh.
James.
I was coming here.
This was leading up to Michael Jackson's death, and James knew someone who knew someone, and so we asked Ion, who knows about us in Hollywood, and he said, who's the guy who always plays God, the black actor, the old guy?
Morgan Freeman.
Ion says, Morgan Freeman knows about you, and then he told us to watch a series on Odd Science that Morgan Freeman was doing right then. And he had all these Ionic kind of topics in his series. And Ion said that Morgan got these ideas by listening to Ion. And he says, shit, that's crazy science. Let's make a show on crazy science. So he went through all the normal famous stories of crazy science. That was his show. And then I think we asked Ion, who did Morgan tell? And he said Denzel Washington.
You see, Uncle Bob, once we were hanging out with Morgan Freeman's daughters, right?
Yeah, she actually really liked us. She's a big fan of ours.
Yeah.
We had, we cooked dinner.
And this was when we were younger.
She's amazing. Like,
which is why we're telling you, this is when we were kids.
This isn't kids. This is like not too long ago. As a matter of fact, she just followed me on Facebook, and she's, like, a big fan.
So Ion says Denzel Washington, and then about a year later, after Jermaine became a regular, I found out about you, Nadia, and Denzel's son, and then we put it together that Jermaine told Denzel and Denzel told Morgan. I think that's the way it went. So Jermaine made the connection.
Oh my God, Uncle Bob, it's because I would tell John David, not his boyfriend, I would be like, oh, this doesn't mean nothing. I looked at Ion, remember? Remember when I would say all that and they wouldn't ever,
yeah.
You would never believe me?
Yeah.
Yep, that's where it came from.
Well, I will share, here's another exclusive shit for you guys. Here's another exclusive for y'all motherfuckers out there today.
Yes.
One night, I was sleeping in I don't know, my boyfriend's bed. I was sleeping with John David, and this was like in the middle of the night in their home in Beverly Hills, and Mr. Denzel Washington in the middle of the night, and it was here because I have a hard time sleeping. And so I was like laying on there, I was laying on the bed and I was like, man, like, I don't know why I can't sleep. Like, I should probably just leave and take off and go home. Cause I'm known to like just pick up and leave cause I can't sleep at somebody's room or house or whatever. So I leave. But he walked in and I was wide awake. He walked in and just stared over and looked and I was just like, oh my God. I think there was like a certain connection, and to tell, and the reason why I'm telling that story is because I think that there's like a certain connection with, like, at that time we were very connected with you, Uncle Bob. Like Jermaine
yeah.
and I would like talk about like Ion and this and that. We were bringing John David, Jermaine was bringing John David into it because when it was all said and done, they're a high believer in their Christian base and they believe in God. And Jermaine said bullshit, but they really do believe that. I really believe that. And so he came in, but I thought that in that day, I told Jermaine, I was like, there's something happened there. Like, I think there was like a connection. And the next day I was like, hey, John David, it was very weird. I couldn't sleep last night. I was up and I saw your dad coming into the room and like, he just stared over the bed and it was very weird because I could see him, but I shut my eyes because I didn't want to see him anymore. And I'm laying next to you and it was just all weird. And he's like,
a weird story.
And so, yeah, and this is a weird story. So you know, to stop it, but I'm going to stop it at this point.
Weird.
Okay. But you know what? I'm going to stop it because I think I've been drinking and this is recorded and what, anyways, point being is that people know who Ion and Uncle Bob are and
all over Hollywood.
And everybody knows in Hollywood and Mr. Freeman, if you're listening to this, I'm a big fan. You do a great job playing Jesus. I believe
God, not Jesus.
I'm sorry, God.
You did a great job playing Jesus.
Jesus, God. It's all the same thing. Jesus comes from God, so therefore it's the same thing. And the fact that it's black, I almost believe that because you gotta think about it. God, or Jesus, if they were based out of Israel, it was hot like a motherfucker. They must have got a tan. They were dark as fuck. I don't care what you say. Maybe that's why I like dark men. I don't know. But hey, that's my theory. So I'll let you guys go on about a real radio show because I was just bullshitting. So you guys have a good night, though. Jermaine, you want to?
All right. Well, we enjoyed hearing your autobiography, Nadia. Awesome.
You're here for shitting giggles only.
Nadia really gave out her story.
I really get that.
There's only 11 people listening now, but in 200 years, billions will be listening, and you guys will be well known. Everybody will talk with the night that Denzel stared at Nadia in the bedroom. It'll become archetypal. People will dream about it. I dreamt it was Nadia last night, and Denzel was looking at me with his dark black skin. What? No, the father came in, Carol.
Uncle Bob, people don't give a fuck about me. Trust me, they don't.
That's what you wanted. The ascended person lays low.
Uncle Bob,
McLuhan said, somebody asked him, what would I do if I know the truth? He says, lay low. Lay low.
Uncle Bob, trust me. I lay low for my ass. Lace
hot. And I always say, Nadia, you gotta stop putting your ass on social media to get people to start following you more. Fuck it, just do it. You do it.
Yeah. And did in all that clatter, did Gila say anything? Or did she just watch?
She said,
Gila said, shut the fuck
I'll party. Girl, get over it.
She's the cop of the family.
I said, this is ridiculous. Nobody gives a shit about what you're saying.
Yeah, but this is Uncle Bob. I'll listen to anything. I'll listen to anything that speaks English.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah, but...
You guys live in L.A. where nobody gives a fuck.
What youth is out here? What youth? Actually, it's not what youth. Because, Bob, I'm a grown-ass woman. I turned 36 last week. I'm grown. And Jack turned 34, so Jack says I'm a cougar because I went after him. I'm older than him 2 years.
Yes. Yeah.
And I would, yes. So for what youth, I like to say one thing. I am not part of what youth no more. I'm fucking
old. Oh, yes, you are. You got the drops. You can't age.
I got the drops. Old Bob, can I tell you something that everybody that sees me thinks I'm 20 years old? So that's all RNA, the Remax.
Everything's gone that old, too.
Yeah, everybody in our circle thinks that we're young. They treat us like one time I was
baby. I departed every single day.
Same here. So thank you, Dr. Carolyn. I still look, Auntie Carolyn, Auntie Tar. We look so young and
fabulous
and rich. And we're rich, we're young, we're happy,
we're happy.
Uncle Bob.
And you know where to go on Saturday night. See, you know the hippest place to go to.
Yes, look, women, if you want to bag a younger dude, take all the supplements because my boyfriend is way younger than me, but I look like I'm 20-something, but I'm not.
Right.
Maybe just 25.
Hey, are you looking for a young man? Somebody who can fuck you really good at
Uncle
night? Somebody that's going to make you feel like you're the youngest thing alive?
Oh,
well,
God.
Take your RNA.
Give me that.
Take your supplement by Auntie Carolyn. It'll make you feel like a brand new person. RNA.
Oh, my gosh.
Your drops. That will make you drop your panties.
No.
I'm going to excerpt that. We're going to make a commercial of that. That's beautiful.
Bob and Carolyn, I don't know how you guys deal with these girls because I don't know how you guys deal with these girls. They're insane. I mean, like, everything I've heard right now, I don't even know.
Yeah, Jermaine.
I'd be like crazy. Is anybody listening to think they're crazy? I would think they're crazy.
No, oh, we're fine.
No,
we're
nobody's good. Listening.
There's only 11 of us.
No. But honestly, all the RNA stuff does work because nobody ever believes that I'm even 33. They think I'm 25. I love it.
Your stomach shit.
Oh, yeah, my stomach went away. All my stuff.
Yes,
I do magnesium.
Stomach shit.
Magnesium.
No, I can't do magnesium. Explain that. Like, you have stomach issues.
Yeah.
Well, no, like, say from the beginning.
Everything I ate is making me sick.
There you go.
I said, I do magnesium, RNAs. Everything just make me feel
better.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's Gila's talking, right? That's Gila talking.
Gila. Okay, this is Gila.
Hey, Jack, is that Gila talking?
Yes, it is. It's me speaking Gila.
Yeah, you're a lot cooler, slower than Nadia. You're on the other end.
Yeah. Nadia's crazy, super speed, speaking a lot. No.
Nadia's hysterical. You're just plain paranoid.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. No, after drinking the magnesium and drinking RNAs, like, my stomach is like, 100% back. But I also changed my diet to just...
What about the restructure and the Pico? What's it called, Karen?
Yes. Restructure, that's my shit.
Pico Silver, are you doing that?
Jermaine put me on all of that.
it has made me feel 100 times better.
Wow.
It changed my diet too.
But say what you,
and
it may eat.
No, because I was having issues. Like, I couldn't even go to the movies because my stomach would act up. It didn't matter what I ate, anything. As soon as I ate something, I just had to stay home to finish, like.
Take that shit.
And that all stopped with our products?
That's Jack saying that. So yes, in Jack's words, I couldn't leave the restroom and I needed to make sure I knew where the restroom was at 24/7.
Right.
Every time I ate. After I started eating all that stuff, it went, after I started drinking the stuff, it went away. I started feeling better.
Wow. That's a good testimonial.
Yeah.
We have Ionauts that take our products. They're positioned around the world, and they influence that part of the world. I wouldn't be surprised if Ion said, you guys hold L.A. together. That's why there's no earthquake.
Hell yeah, we do.
I hope so, because it is so real. Like, I don't know. Like, I wish I could see people in the face and tell them, like, when I talked to Carolyn, I was like, Carolyn, there's something wrong with me. I don't know what to do. Like, this is happening. I can't go anywhere. I had some time and, like, figure out and schedule my entire life around what was I ate, where I was going, what I was doing, all because everything I ate made me sick. And
right.
It wasn't until I started doing this because of Jermaine. Yeah, it all helped me out and helped me figure out so many things. Like,
yeah.
Awesome.
So Uncle Bob, she was telling me about all her stuff, and I said, listen to Auntie Tar's and Carolyn's, like, emails, everything she sends. Sheila started listening to that and started figuring it out on her own with all the information she was getting, and started taking the REMAX and started taking the Pico Silver, and slowly she figured it out on her own. But basically, she can't eat nothing that's like chicken and meats or nothing like that, processed foods. And she figured it out. She like eats a lot of vegetables and then like keeps her protein balanced with like the RNA minerals.
Yeah.
So she's like finally in like a good place. So she's like, okay, I feel like I feel good. I know what to eat. I know what to do. And she's like doing so much better. But it's like what I've been telling all my family. Same with my dad.
I'm awake.
And yeah,
sleepy. I'm awake. I used to have this like sleepy all the time. Couldn't be like, I either wanted to sleep or I couldn't function because, like, I felt like I was asleep half the time. I was in a dream or something. After I stopped all this stuff and included all these things and stopped eating processed foods, with the help of everything else, like, I feel like I'm alive.
That's great. That's a very inspiring story. I've heard a million of them, but they're always not nice to hear whenever someone new says it.
Not
nice. It's always nice to hear when someone new said, even though I've heard it a million times.
No, I didn't believe it. I did not believe it. Even though Jermaine would tell me all the time, I was like, it's not true. And it's true.
So for years you suffered because you didn't believe it.
I really did.
So when did this change happen? The last 6 months?
No, it was a year ago when I changed stuff. But yeah, for me it was a year ago. Then in like 6 months, I noticed all the changes in my like life because I felt like I was awake. Like I woke up from something that I didn't know was happening, and I changed like what I was eating, how I felt every day. I was awake. And then, I went through it a whole year. So it's been a whole year now that it's like, totally change everything, especially the magnesium, which has affected me the most is the magnesium, how it changed everything, my energy, my mood, and like when I work out, I'm not having like bruises because I used to work out. I always worked out, but I always got bruises
from just the simplest things. The magnesium helped me stop that. Like, I don't, and in having cramps, like I had cramps all the time when I was working out. Since I started doing magnesium, because it stopped all of that.
Right. You know, to put yourself back 2 years, can you feel, remember that person with the negative attitude to what Jermaine said? Can you, is that forgotten completely, that person?
Yeah, I was so angry and so negative. No, yeah, totally different person. Absolutely. 2 years ago, if you tell me think about 2 years ago, yes. Way more positive, way more happy about things.
Well, you're lucky. You're lucky you found the stuff, but I guess it was your destiny.
I did. And it was thanks to Jermaine, because honestly, Jermaine sent it to me. I didn't even buy it. Jermaine sent it to me.
Oh, yeah, I did send the magnesium.
Yeah, before. Uncle Bob, so we have to go to Jack's birthday party, but we're going to call you back in 3 hours.
I may not be here. If nobody hangs around, I'm not hanging around. So,
okay.
But try. We might be here.
Okay. So we're going to call
you know, you've contributed a lot to Jack's birthday. Jack's birthday is going to be tremendous because you called in here. So lucky
Jack's
Jack.
So happy. You wanted to call. That's
yeah, we had to call. I said, I'm glad Bob's show is coming back.
Well, Ion's coming back soon.
I just want to come back too. Yeah, this is the best shit. Like, there's nothing else that, like, any information, whether it's the news, whether it's anything, whether it's people thinking they're tapped in, like, there's nowhere else to be than here, really. Like, you know what I mean?
That's right. That's true,
so,
Jack.
I'm making, like, a very, like, you know, effort to make sure that I'm tapped into this shit because, you know.
Well, I appreciate the appreciation on your part.
Now we thank you, and sorry, everyone, all the listeners. Sorry that we took over the show.
No.
We got a commercial out of it.
Yeah, commercial, yeah.
We got a commercial out of it.
Oh, good.
No apologies necessary here.
Hey, Bert. Yes, that's right.
Hey,
that's okay, have a great time. We might talk in a few hours.
Yeah. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Carolyn. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Jack.
Dila.
Don't forget the reline. Don't forget the reline.
Yeah.
Take a reline, you guys.
Oh, yeah, I need that right now because I'm about like nine.
Yeah, say hello to Denzel.
I had some wine.
And John David.
Yes, John David. And Nadia.
Oh, yeah. John David and Nadia. Nadia, take it over.
Uncle Bob,
okay, goodbye.
Uncle Bob, let's get over him because I'm getting over him. We need a new man in my life.
Okay, we'll send one. No problem.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
Bye. He's going to be black. He's going to be black.
It's going
to be black, Nadia. It's going to be a black guy.
Uncle Bob, you're not the first one that says that. Just let him be rich with some good abs and smell good and stays around for life.
Yes, we will.
All right.
No problem. Okay. There's lots of them.
Love you guys. Good night.
Okay. Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Bye, girls.
Bye, guys.